You're listening to Stateside. I'm Cynthia Canty. No getting around it. It's been a pretty rotten year for the farmers who grow Timothy hay. It's a Michigan crop that might not be familiar to a lot of us, but Timothy hay is an important feed for horses, cattle, and small animals like pet bunnies and guinea pigs, among others. Some of the best Timothy hay comes from the eastern Upper Peninsula, but farmers there are enduring a season that will go into the record books for all the wrong reasons. Bruce Burkham-Pass is the president of the Chippewa County Farm Bureau. His family has grown Timothy hay in Rudyard for generations. Bruce, welcome.
Thank you.
What is it about Rudyard, about the eastern UP, that makes it a good place to grow Timothy hay?
Well, our climate up here is what we call a cool season. I mean, we have cool season grasses. We don't get real hot in the summertime. We have good growing conditions. Our soil is flat and heavy. Moisture is there most years, even in, quote, a dry year, the soil retains moisture because it's so flat and heavy. So the grasses come on, the Timothy grass, then the grasses that fill in on the bottom. And other places have different types of soil. They've got a sandier soil or more loamy soil, different growing conditions. They can grow alfalfa, which takes the place of the Timothy. This area right here in the eastern end of the UP, that's pretty much what we're limited to growing, is a grass forage, a grass hay. That's just what grows here. I mean, we can grow some other stuff, but not consistently on a year-to-year basis.
So Timothy hay matters a lot to the eastern Upper Peninsula.
Yes, it does.
And we're hearing this has been a pretty rough year for you and other hay farmers. What's going on?
Well, just the amount of moisture that we've had. Normally, Timothy hay really doesn't start getting harvested until after the 4th of July, when the plant stalk itself dries out enough to be able to harvest. You can try harvesting before that, but trying to get it dry is the hard part. We've had, since the 1st of July, 8.3 inches of rain in July and the first 15 days of August.
Wow.
45 days, 8.3. I went back 5 years, 6 years. That's the most we've had in the last 6 years, in that 45-day period, by almost twice as much. The only other year was 13. We had 6.6 inches of rain. But there again, depending on when it comes and how much it comes at a time. Our area up here, our ground up here, probably the way I can best describe it is, it's like a clay pot that you plant plants in. It's got no drain holes in the bottom, and it only holds so much moisture. Anything more than that, and it just sits as a puddle on the top. And it has to drain off or evaporate. And that's what our ground is like. It just makes a mess when you try to do anything, because it turns to mud underneath. Yeah, it's just been a struggle.
I can hear the frustration in your voice.
Bruce,
give us an idea as far as how bad it is. Like, how many bales would you normally have up by now if it was a typical good year for Timothy hay?
Oh, if it was a good year, we would have close to 3,000 round bales up by now easily. And we're right around about 1,000 right now. And some of those weren't even dry. Some of those are what we call a silage bale. We bale them wet and wrap it. There's been probably a majority of that has been what we've put up. It's been a real struggle. I know guys they've burned off a lot more hay just to be able to get rid of it, because once it gets too far, gets rained on too many times, gets bleached out, it just turns to junk. They can't harvest it. They just burn it and get rid of it, make room for next year's crop.
What kind of loss could this mean for you and other Timothy hay farmers in the eastern UP?
Well, it is significant, because there are guys that rely strictly on hay sales. We've got our livestock that we feed majority of our forage to, and that's our bread and butter, is the livestock that we raise and take care for. Several other farmers in the area, that's all that they do is just do the hay sales, and so they're down probably 75-80% from what they would normally have in a year. It's going to be, for those that are relying on payments or, you know, their own living expenses off of what the hay sales, are going to be hurting this year.
Bruce, there have been some pretty high-profile customers who want to feed their horses Rudyard Timothy, haven't there?
It has. And that's what the horses kind of like. I'm not sure what it is. You almost have to ask the horses why they like it, but they do. It's got lots of fiber in it. It's just a good grass hay for the horses and livestock. A lot of it went down, and still goes down, too, into the Kentucky area and the Florida area for the horse race industry when that was going really, really strong. Not so much now. There has been some through a hay broker at one time left the area here and headed over to the Queen in England. Somehow they heard about it. They wanted some. They shipped over a load. I'm not sure how much, but they did ship some over to the Queen of England for her horses there.
And Her Majesty takes her horses very, very seriously.
Yes, she does, very, very much. So that farm here was just within probably about 5 miles away from my farm.
But that is quite a customer to have on your resume.
It is. Yes, it is.
Bruce, is there anything that you and other farmers can do now to help increase your odds for a better crop next year besides pray to the weather gods?
Well, that's about it. The weather makes us or breaks us. Going forward now, getting the what crop residue is left there, if it did not get harvested, it either has to be taken off somehow, either that or expecting a lot of it will get burned off probably come springtime to get rid of that residue and prepare for next year's crop. Other than that, there's not a lot that can be done. It's just what it is. I mean, we just rely so much upon the weather up here. Well, and not only up here, but in all of agriculture. But when we're relying just on one cutting of hay, and that's what our livelihood depends on, as you get farther south down into, you know, southern Michigan where they're taking four cuttings of hay, you spread your risk out that much more. And when we rely just on one, we're strictly dependent upon the weather. And I went back 6 years, did a little calculating. Our high year for the amount of bales or the amount of days that we hayed was back in 14. From July 1 to August 15, we baled hay in those days 28 days. This year we did 13.
But it's a reminder for people who have not grown up with agriculture in their blood or, you know, as a family history.
Right.
It's the timeless story of agriculture. You are at the mercy of so many things beyond your control.
Yep, exactly.
Agriculture and farming, not for the faint of heart.
Nope. There's a saying out there that said, you know, this is one of the years I'd have been better off taking my money and go to the casino because I maybe would have had more fun and not near as much frustration. So.
Bruce Berkampass is a Timothy Hay farmer from Rudyard in the eastern UP, the president of the Chippewa County Farm Bureau. Thank you so much, Bruce, and we will all keep our fingers crossed for 2018 for you and the other farmers in the eastern UP.
Well, thank you very much. We do, too.